I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Iran's president welcomed a proposal to defuse a standoff over Tehran's nuclear work. Many Christians credit the ongoing 40 days of prayer and fasting for Iran for that change. Evangelist Sammy Tippett is participating in the event and notes that things are happening.
Inside Iran, we know of several places where there are groups of people who have all come to Christ through our ministry, and they have formed house churches. But at the same time, there has been an intensified persecution.
Tippett is holding a leadership conference for Persian Christians. Next, 31 people from West Michigan wrapped up a 10-day mission trip this week to Lima, Peru. The team was made up of listeners of YFM, a sister station of Mission Network News, and the trip was coordinated by Buckner Orphan Care International's Leslie Chase. She says it was an amazing trip.
They were able to go to six orphanages and serve over 500 children, and the government was very impressed by this team. They just walked in and just went to their jobs and just did it with their hearts.
The team did everything from medical care to painting and games. And most importantly, says YFM's trip leader Tom Boss, the team shared the gospel and lots of love with the orphans. Finally, there are big plans in the future for Sat7's television programs for children. While kids' programs have been a vital part of their broadcast in North Africa and the Middle East, Sat7 is planning to launch a separate channel of children's programs exclusively. A Just for Kids channel would enable the programs to touch the lives of many young viewers with the love, hope, and truth of the gospel. Pray for God to continue guiding Sat7 to make new and effective kids' programming. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.